Okay, so I want to watch something on Netflix, but you know how it takes you almost an hour just to pick a movie? Well, I want to get something done at the same time while I'm going to pick one. So I usually watch horror movies exclusively, so we're going to look at the horror movie category. Okay, let's do this. All right, I'm gonna put my vibrator on. Don't know how long this is gonna take, but there's a lot of movies. Okay, there it is. Okay, we're on now. Okay, so don't listen. It's after a tragic turn of events in a new home he's fixing up. Daniel hears a ghostly plea for help, spurring him to seek out a famous paranormal expert. Okay. All right. Looks interesting. Maybe. I don't know yet. All right. His house. Okay. A young couple from war-torn South Sudan seeks asylum and a fresh start in England. They're tormented by a sinister force living in their new home. That's on my list now, so we'll see. Oh, that looks bad. Ghost Wars, I don't know about that. Okay. Oh, it's a historical thing. Okay. Five battle-worn Allied soldiers guarding a chateau previously occupied by Nazis start experiencing unexplained and terrifying supernatural horrors. Okay. Actually, it doesn't sound so bad. Right. Cadaver. When a peculiar hotel diner show draws crowds during a post-apocalyptic famine, one family discovers they pay much more than the price of admission. Okay. Oh, that sounds very. Sounds very, Snowpiercer. Okay. Oh, Knock Knock. It's got Keanu Reeves in it. Oh, I think I watched something like this before. Yeah, pretty much. He's a devoted husband and father on his own for the weekend. His life turned out after giving shelter to two young women during a storm. Inside Out. After giving shelter to two young women during a storm. Yeah, it's an interesting movie. It was directed by Eli Roth. It's actually a very steamy thriller. And you might be able to see his junk in that movie, which, who wouldn't be down for that, honestly? I've watched some of it, I think, but I haven't gotten around to watching the whole thing, so there's that. Okay. All right. Prom Night. Oh yeah, that was. It's from 12 years ago. Oh God. On prom night, a high school senior still struggling with her nightmare past tries to evade a killer, bent on ending the party for her and her friends. Ugh, it's got Brittany Snow in it. She's also the voice actress for nominating Kingdom Hearts. I don't know why I just said that, but. Now you know. The blonde girl in Kingdom Hearts. Yeah, that's her. Okay, U-Turn. It's a young reporter's investigation into a string of grisly suicides takes a dangerous detour when she follows clues to a cursed stretch of road. It's a Filipino horror movie. Interesting. Okay. Okay, wow. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Shudder. It is actually a time horror movie. It's actually one of my favorites. After killing a young girl in a hit-and-run accident, a couple is haunted by more than just the memory of her deadly choice. Yeah, it was also an American version of it, but the Thai version holds up really well, in my opinion. Okay, all right. Oh, we almost lost it there. It hasn't even been 10 minutes yet. Oh, I watched Shudder, both of them. They're both good in their own way, so everyone should see it. Okay, all right. Okay, Unfriended. I think I've seen Unfriended. Oh yeah. 16s who cyberbullying drove their classmate to kill herself become the target of an online stalker with a lethal agenda. Yeah, I've watched that one. It's a teen horror movie. A little darker teen horror movie, but it's there. Okay. Okay, Vampires of the Bronx. I haven't seen this one. It's brand new. Three gutsy kids from a rapidly gentrifying Bronx neighborhood stumble upon a sinister plot to suck all the life from their beloved community. It's a teen comedy? It must be good, I hope. I'll try and watch it, but it doesn't look that scary. Oh. Oh, man. Okay. Right, Evil Dead. Okay. Oh, yeah, this is a classic. I've watched all of them, including the series for the Evil Dead. During a stop at a remote cabin deep within the woods, a group of teens begins turning into flesh-eating zombies in director Sam Raimi's cult classic. It's actually an NC-17 movie, so a lot of sex things or things happen. I don't remember. I mean, there's a few, but not. I didn't think it was going to be NC-17. So there's that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. All right. Seven in Heaven. Okay. Two teenagers step into a secret closet and emerge in a terrifying alternate reality. They must find their way back before the door shuts forever. I think I've seen this one. It wasn't that scary, but I guess because alternate realities aren't scary, I suppose. They can be pretty scary. Pretty scary, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Okay, wow. Poltergeist. I've seen it too. Everyone knows Poltergeist, but it's not that scary. At least the old one isn't that scary. Alright, okay. Let's see. Okay. Whoa, my God. It comes at night. A danger stalks the world outside his isolated home. An overprotective father faces a tough decision when another family shows up seeking for help. I think this one was a good one. It's really short, but I think all the actors are really, really good. Okay. Alright. Okay. Hold on. Okay. I hope this doesn't run out of battery. Oh, man. I just got this one, too, so I hope it lasts. It's doing okay so far. Okay. Horns. All right. It's got Daniel Radcliffe in it. Accused of murder, Ig Parrish wakes up one day to find he's grown a set of horns, compelling people to confess their sins to him. The movie was okay. The book is better, in my opinion. But, the movie is entertaining. I've seen it, so I'm not gonna watch it. All right. I'm just scrolling past movies that I know I've seen. And hopefully I can find something. I've just decided I'm not gonna come until I find a good movie to watch. I've just decided that right now, when I'm already so close. Horrible idea. Okay. All right. Oh, if you've seen Creep, it's also an independent horror film. When a cash-strapped videographer takes a job in a remote town, he finds that the client has some unsettling ideas in his mind. It's a lot to process if you watch it. There's actually a sequel to it too, but okay. But it's pretty interesting. It's a slow burn. I liked it. Okay. The Perfection is really good too. It's a twisty horror thriller about a musical prodigy reconnecting with her former mentors, only to find them taking a new pupil. It's really good, and it's LGBTQ, so I'm always down for that. Yeah. Okay, wow. I'm getting really close now. Oh, okay. Oh, I think I've actually wanted to watch this one. Okay. When a yoga enthusiast begins to pull away from her identical twin sister and business partner, their lifelong bond turns deadly. Yeah, I put that on my list. I'm gonna watch that. Okay. And I think I'm gonna watch I don't know if it's gonna be good, but I'm down for anything. Siren. A groom-to-be and his pals celebrate a debauched night out that ends with a supernatural assault by a stripper who is not who she appears to be. A siren. Probably that's what she is. Oh my god, did it just run out of battery? Oh my god. I can't believe this. Oh no. Yeah, we ran out of battery. Oh my god. Oh no, we didn't. We're okay. All right. It's good because I'm really close. Okay. I'm gonna watch that one. I'm gonna watch that. I'm gonna watch Siren. Yeah. Okay. All right. We finally get to come. Okay. Fuck. Ugh. Oh, shit. Now I'm gonna watch. I guess I'm gonna watch Siren now. I hope it's good. I really do. It's really short, but I think we'll get something out of it. All right. Later.